Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You shall do no work on the Sabbath. It's not a labor day. It's a day of rest. Patterned after Yahweh's creative handiwork in creation, 6 days let there be, and there was, and it was good. But on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, God rested from his labors, from his almighty work of creation. Healing on the Sabbath, according to the Pharisees and the lawyers, would be a no-no. That's not resting. That's laboring. That's doing work, which God says there shall be no work on the Sabbath day. No farming, you farmers. No labor, you lawyers. No healing, you health professionals. Yet Jesus sees an opportunity, a man with dropsy, and a chance, that's an edema condition, swelling. And he gives an opportunity there for everyone to see the foretaste of the feast to come in the resurrection. He didn't need to ask the lawyers and the Pharisees whether it was lawful or not to heal on the Sabbath, but he asked the question in order to draw attention to the true ways of God. Which of you, having a son or an ox which falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will not immediately pull it out? Let's slow this down so we can think about it. Which of you on the Sabbath day, having a friend or a son or an ox fall into a pit, will not immediately pull him out? The point is, you love your sons, you value your animals. Does not love and compassion at times take the front seat to rules and regulations? It's not that the rules are wrong or too restrictive. If God made the rule, it ought to be remembered. But there are exceptions. Rules reflect God's holiness and wisdom. Compassion and love also reflect God's nature. And these two do not conflict. They are in concert. Regulations that God makes can take a back seat to love and compassion at times. So, your wife is pregnant. More than that, she's ready to pop. Uh-oh, the water broke. You jump in the car. You immediately head down the street. And then you realize you forgot your wife, so you circle back, you pick her up. Now she's in the car, seatbelts are fastened, very important. Speed limit, 55, you keep it under 65. Uh-oh, there's that red light, the slow one. You slow down, you're just creeping along, you look carefully both ways, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. The question is, do you need to come to confession next Sunday? You can, if your conscience bothers you for any sin at all, anything that seems to go against God's word and regulations, you can. You have a pastor, you have a church, you can come and confess as we do every Sunday. That's for us, for our confidence, that knowing that God forgives. That's his nature. He who gave us the laws and the regulations also forgives. But know that the Lord knows compassion. He is full of compassion. And rules and regulations at times ought to be set aside. And you ought to run that red light. Luke, cover your ears quickly. Even Jesus, who is sinless, can set aside the regulations in order to show the heart of God. Notice that it doesn't mean that Jesus no longer honored the Sabbath. It didn't say from then on out he never went and worshipped on the Sabbath day because he broke the Sabbath. Or said, oh, I'm lost now because I broke the Sabbath or something. And he didn't really break the Sabbath. He fulfills the Sabbath. He still keeps the commandments, I would suggest. Just like the kids said in the sermon, the children's sermon, God is sinless. Jesus is sinless. I suggest it's still the case. It's just that he set aside the rule and the regulation. And he also teaches us wisdom. He says, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It's not as though God made the Sabbath and said, I want everybody to keep it so holy, and I'm just going to destroy them if they don't. Remember, the Sabbath was made for man, that they would rest and be like him in his pattern, not man for the Sabbath, and as if God just made a thing that's so holy, it's more holy than man. God values man more than he does the Sabbath. The Sabbath is just made for man. The Sabbath can someday go away. That won't bother God. But if you go away, that will bother him. It pleases God to serve you on the Sabbath, the day of rest and gladness that we sang about. He loves to give you rest. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He loves to give you his presence in his word and in the sacrament that you come to the table to receive. Word and sacrament, his presence, his rest, to assure you, though you sin, though you are full of shame and problems and failures and pains, though you suffer, God is with you. God is still for you. God still is in you. And God works through you. God loves to remind his people on the Sabbath. That's why he gathers them weekly so they don't forget of all those things I just said. He's for you. He's with you. He's in you. He works through you. In fact, it's okay in life not to seek the highest places among men because God will still know you. God doesn't need you to posture yourself in order to be seen. Like, oh, if I just could sit in the highest seat at a banquet, then God will notice me? No, you're sitting up there because you want to have good eyes or good position, good glory for men, right? God doesn't need the glory of man to know who you are. You don't need to posture yourself. God isn't looking down for those who posture themselves in the highest positions of glory, nor the perfect rule followers who never show compassion. He'd rather see us take the lower places and serve others and then be told by others to come up higher. Even Jesus himself took the lowest position of all, the form of a servant, even to death for us, even death on a cross, that others would say, come up here, O Lord, live in me. And God would say, come up here, O Son, and dwell with me in glory, the highest place of all. So God raised him from the dead, Easter, and brought him up to heaven, ascension. And now he sits at God's right hand in the glorious places. He would have us see others with compassion in order to draw them to his grace and his glory and mercy in the High One, the High Priest Jesus. We have choices. We can invite the rich and those who can pay us back for showing hospitality, or we can pay it forward and invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and be blessed. Not because we can be repaid by them in this life, but God will repay. When? Where? In the resurrection. Things we do in life, we can be repaid not now, but in the life and the world to come. May we have this faith to believe in his resurrection and the promises of his repayment, his restoration, his redemption, to live by faith and in love of God and others, showing compassion, even healing on the Sabbath. For he has healed you in his presence today by his forgiveness. and by his meal. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.